Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hopefully helping to make your life a little bit better. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is not in at the ready, or at least her technical world is not at the ready. So here we go into another hour of symbolism, I think, Victoria. There are lots of reflections, lots of clues, lots of reminders, lots of understanding and misunderstanding. For most, there are people who make up their mind about things, and that's the truth. Doesn't mean it's the fact, but it does mean it's the truth. We talk about that a lot. Sometimes facts are beautiful. Sometimes the truth seems to be beautiful. There are people you cannot change, no matter what. And so when I say things like Tucker Carlson, Carlson is a boob. When I met him, the first time I met him, I thought he was a boob. And he proves that pretty much every day. He took on Tammy Duckworth, you know, the senator, said that she was unpatriotic. Here's a woman that was a helicopter pilot in Iraq, or maybe Afghanistan, I can't remember which. And she was a pilot of the helicopter, and it got shot down. She lost both of her legs. So, and he calls her unpatriotic because of some of the points of view that she has that he disagrees with. How do you pull off that kind of moronic BS?
I get called that all the time because I'm on the left. Somehow the right has decided that they are the only ones who can claim to be patriotic in this country. I don't understand where that ever came from.
Well, there are a lot of people on the left that do the same, and that's the problem. We have these people talking.
I've never heard anyone on the left say that they're the only patriots.
Yeah, no, I have. And it depends on how you interpret the information. But there's so much prejudice and... And does it make a difference if we call it out? Does that make a difference? I guess that's the question. Or does that make us bad guys because we don't think that it should be politicized? The people who tried to hang the guy in, Kansas on the 4th of July?
That Indiana, sort of thing. I thought.
Was it Indiana? Okay, wherever it was. That kind of stuff, it would seem to me that there would be an equality of condemnation there all the way around. There's just some stuff that is just plain wrong. But let's, you know, then we talk about, okay, where's the good stuff? What's going on that's good? I'm looking around today. There's not a lot of stuff going on. It depends on your definition of good. Now, there are a lot of people who want to take down statues. Some of them, I would like to, I don't know that taking down statues of Abraham Lincoln, maybe that's very inappropriate. It's, I guess, because George Washington owned slaves. There are a lot of people who think all the statues of him should come down. And is there a relative understanding, whether it's right or wrong, now? This is 265, 270 years ago, where it was right. It wasn't considered immoral there. I'm not making an argument for it. I think they were turning back the clock to a point where we may erase all of our history. Is that okay? I guess for some people
it is. There are plenty of, but to say that it wasn't considered amoral is totally incorrect. That there were plenty of people in the North who thought that owning another human being was always wrong. So
they didn't have the stage that they have that we have today. They didn't make the, they were shouted down, if you will, if that's the right term, because then there wasn't a lot of shouting going on. It's just they were out of influence. And yeah, the people in but there were still people in Massachusetts, where I am, that were extraordinarily, and they still are, racist. That word is overused these days, in my opinion, because everybody who doesn't do anything, it goes, you know, we were considered racist because of something I said about the Chinese virus. It's overused, and then it loses its impact. Racism is a horror. It's a scourge on society, no matter how it's applied, whether it's whites and blacks, whether it's the people of Asia who are discriminated against. A lot of people think we are unduly unfair to Muslims. Is that because they're dark? Who knows? But why is it that we can't find things that are... Am I such a Pollyanna? When I look at these things, why can't we... As Rodney King said, why can't we get along? Why are we spending so much time ripping apart that which we have no control over, really? I can't do anything about what happened in the 17th century, 18th century, 19th century. I can't do anything about what happened yesterday, because it's gone. It's over. Is it important to readjust ourselves? There was a statue of Juan de Oronate, who was a nasty conquistador in Albuquerque that was taken down. I think that's appropriate. I don't even know why that statue was put up. That guy was a bad dude.
Right.
Most of the conquistadors that came from Spain, and remember, Columbus was sent over by the Queen of Spain. He was Italian, but he wasn't sent over by the Italians. He was sent over by the Spanish. The Spanish, the Queen, Queen Isabella, and that era of conquistadors, people that were coming to, you know, to take control. And it was in the name of the Catholic Church. Let's not forget that either. It was the Catholic. If you weren't going to convert to Catholicism, they killed you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Oronate did. That's what Columbus did. That's what any number of these. I don't know. I'm going to go back and check into De Soto and Amerigo Vespucci, who was Italian. I don't think he had the same problems that these others did. But it just is the reckoning that comes from understanding what is true history, taking a fresh look at these things now. I know a lot of these statues have gone unnoticed for a long time. Do you pay attention to statues that you see all the time or any monuments that no matter what their cultural celebration, I just don't pay much attention to them.
When I lived in Manhattan, there were statues all throughout Central Park, which is right where we live. So yeah. I did pay attention to those. But again, some of those are problematic. You know, I mean, it's if they have there was a Dutch memorial. Well, the Dutch came here and stole all of New York from the natives and gave them like a penny for it. So there are plenty of, you know, of controversial...
$23.45 worth of stuff. That's it.
Yeah, and so there are plenty of controversial monuments everywhere. I typically don't pay that much attention. Like, if I walk by something, I don't usually, you know, stop to read what it's about. I'm paying more attention now to see what's around in the area that we moved to.
You know, what made me think about this more was the statue here in Massachusetts of Lincoln with a slave, and the slave was down and it made him seem subservient to Lincoln, and that doesn't seem to work. The statue of Theodore Roosevelt in New York being moved because he was on a horse and the people walking alongside of him, there's a black man, I think there's a Native American.
Yeah, and it almost looks like he's dragging them with his horse. And you know what? I've been to that. I lived right near the Museum of Natural History. I walked by that statue, drove by it every single day.
Paid no attention
to it. Never paid any attention to it. And then when you look at it, you're like, I remember looking at it when I saw the headline that it was going to be moved. Mm-hmm. And then I really took a look at it and thought, oh, wow, I get it. I totally agree with it being removed because it's just... It's not
good. If we paid no attention to it before, why are we paying attention to it now? Are we remaking history by doing this?
No, people have been upset about it for a long time, and you know, white people ignored it. And I'm one of them. I ignored it. It didn't. I had friends who said, you know, that's a pretty racist statue or whatever, and I kind of just didn't really pay that much attention
to
it.
But is it a symbol of now or a symbol of the past?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not. It was put up to symbolize something that happened a long time ago. So, is it appropriate to?
If it was just Teddy Roosevelt on a horse, it wouldn't be an issue.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So,
that's true. Yep.
I just want to know who was in the statue making business who made all these monuments that are racist.
They didn't look at it that way then. We look at it that way now, but that was not the popular, that wasn't the cultural impact back then when these things were done. And so now to criticize people then, they didn't think that way. That's what I was saying about going back to the American Revolution. Philadelphia is a hot spot like Boston is of a lot of racism these days. There's a statue I remember when I was working in Philadelphia an abolitionist named Matthias Baldwin that came down. And then there are lots of protests of, people who were abolitionists. There are statues of them that some of the Confederate people waving flags around today are taking down. These things are coming down on both sides all over the place. It's distressing, especially, is there any, the upset that's coming, the virus has upset us, the whole study of black lives and what they mean is upsetting us. Being shut in at home has been straining relationships during the COVID thing, and we discussed that in the clip of the day at djvshow.com. So you can listen to that every day. The clip just gives you a little tone. It's a tonal from our discussion of the day. A lot of other things. You can hear the whole program any time of the day. Go to djvshow.com. Click on the word listen. 24/7. It's in dazzling digital audio. It's the DJV program.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay.
Get really into John Prine's music since he passed away. I don't know. I didn't pay as much attention to him before as I do now. Isn't that that's the sad reality of oftentimes you hear, you know, stories about people like this passing, Charlie Daniels passing. I think a lot more people paid attention to Charlie Daniels, at least in my corner of the world. But so many people love John Prine. He's been named the first honorary poet laureate by Governor Pritzker in Illinois. But he's been dead for 3 months. Can you imagine that, the time? He's been gone for 3 months.
Crazy.
Governor said he leaves behind an unparalleled musical legacy, was beloved by family, millions of fans who hope that in heaven he finds paradise waiting just as he longed for. Prine, the first recipient of this honorary designation, he was born in Maywood, Illinois, was a staple of the Chicago folk scene, where Roger Ebert first discovered him, and served as a mail carrier in the region before going to Nashville in the early 80s. I have no doubt that John would be proud and delighted to get this recognition from his home state of Illinois, Prine's widow said. Although he moved to Nashville in the early 80s, he continued to visit Chicago and Maywood in particular to spend time with his family. He continued to follow Chicago sports teams and had never found a hot dog pizza or Italian beef sandwich to rival the originals. That's pretty funny. Watching John, as I did many times, play to an Illinois audience was always thrilling. A homeboy delighting in the love and the approval of his loyal fans, some of them family, longtime friends, old school buddies, that sort of thing. His wife continued, quote, "Such an honor for me, our sons, and the entire Prine family to acknowledge that our beloved John will be named an honorary poet laureate of the state of Illinois." Thank you, Governor Pritzker, is what she said. Yep. Yeah, again, many of the things he did went unnoticed because other people got credit for it. You know, when you write songs for other people and they become popular, more often than not, they don't think about the person that wrote the song. They think about the person who's singing the song. But it's the words
and
music.
He was kind of the songwriter's songwriter. You know, when people use that expression, every songwriter, there isn't a single folk or outlaw country or alt country singer-songwriter who doesn't list John Prine as an influence.
Yep.
And so he may not have been a household name to many, to everybody in the industry, he was just a legend.
Yeah, for sure. Bruce Springsteen, speaking of legends, next up in this musical portion of this hour of the DJV program, he's released a new bootleg album. The E Street Band, September 25th, 1999 show at Philadelphia's First Union Center has been legendary bootleg in the hardcore fan circles of The Boss last 20 years or so. So now it's available with pristine sound and through legal means, I might add, as the newest chapter of his monthly concert download series. The show was the culmination of a six-night stand at the South Philadelphia Sports Complex, where Bruce performed at both the historic Spectrum Arena and the modern First Union Center. He turned 50 during one of those off days. Every night, one of the stands had a celebratory vibe. The band played rarely heard tunes like The Fever, Blinded by the Light. This is what's there now. Crack this up for me. How much different sounds like two scenes versus Manfred Mann that made the hit out of it. Does this bus stop at 82nd Street? Another song that came from that whole circumstance. There were also renditions of New York City Serenade and Jungle Land, along with tour standards like Atlantic City, Murder Incorporated, Land of Hope and Dreams. I like to listen to his, he's thoughtful, and the way the music comes across is thoughtful, if you will. 28 past the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
FBI Director Christopher Wray warned Americans that the Chinese government's theft of American information is taking place on such a large scale, suspected incidents make up more than half of his bureau's counterintelligence cases.
There's no country that presents a broader, more comprehensive threat to America's innovation, to our economic security, and to our democratic ideas than China does. Just to give you some context for that, the FBI has over 2,000 active investigations that trace back to the government of China.
Speaking at an event hosted by the Hudson Institute in D.C., Ray said that Chinese thefts amount to the largest transfer of wealth in human history and that Americans are the victims. He said if you're an American adult, it's most likely that China has stolen your personal data. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As pressure continues to mount for presidential candidate Joe Biden to choose an African-American woman as his running mate, an online battle has erupted over the Wikipedia page for Senator Kamala Harris, with a significant uptick in edits that reflects a pattern that was once seen in 2016 ahead of the vice presidential nomination of Tim Kaine under Hillary Clinton. Wikipedia has now put the page under discretionary sanctions, as there have been over 500 revisions to the page since May 9th, most of which were made by one editor. Kamala Harris was announced to Joe Biden's shortlist of vice presidential candidates over the weekend. Despite a number of players opting out of the regular season, the usual 162-game marathon is being replaced by a 60-game sprint, and now that abbreviated schedule has been announced. Each team will play 10 games against the other teams in its own division for a total of 40 games. Each team will play 20 interleague games against the teams in its corresponding divisions, for example, the American League East versus the National League East, and six of those 20 games will be against their interleague rival, such as Yankees versus Mets, White Sox versus Cubs. Opening day will be July 23rd, with two games being played, including the Washington Nationals against the New York Yankees. The regular season is scheduled to end September 27th. And don't forget about the rule changes for 2020. Universal designated hitter, three batter minimums for pitchers, and extra innings will start with a runner on second base. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, I'm told Jennifer Horn will join us at the ready. Are we, we look at 34 after the hour. This time of the day, for many, this program is done during what's called a morning drive, but it does have appeal any time of the day, because it's not the kind of program that wouldn't work in the afternoon. We have some stations that carry the program even in the early evening. So, thinking about time and what is valuable. I was just sort of off. You know how I get, Victoria, when I'm off on my own for 4 or 5 minutes, I start thinking about those things that are valuable to all of us, wondering what people are thinking at the moment. Are they thinking superficially, or are you down to the nitty-gritty? You know, we think about values and what's important to us. And we're surrounded with those challenges now, because our time seems to have been stripped from us, in a manner of speaking. The world has stopped or stood still for the past, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 months because of COVID. We find that time, we look at all of the programs, that small business program that has benefited millions of companies, trying to minimize the number of layoffs and the suffering that we've gone through because of the COVID thing. The number of people getting this benefit, I thought it was interesting looking at a list. Kanye West got it for his clothing line. There are a lot of hedge funds. I don't know why they're getting it, because they certainly have more than 500 employees, most of them. The Girl Scouts got money. Political nonprofits on the left and the right got it. The Paycheck Protection Program has spent $520 billion. 5 million small, mostly small businesses and nonprofits have gotten the money. And,
right, but
they,
wasn't there like a, because Kanye got $2 million for his Yeezy brand, but
yeah.
I thought we said just, wasn't it yesterday that the average loan was $107,000?
There are a lot of, I'm looking at the list of names and some of the details for recipients who got more than $150,000, which was supposed to be, the cap was supposed to be, I thought, $2 million, sorry. And then a lot of people got more than that. A lot of news organizations are now going into the government to try to get information. But the
SBA itself said that Kanye got between $2 and $5 million.
Yeah.
They're the ones who confirmed that. So
why did he get more than two? The rule was it was two.
I don't know. That's a great question. He only has 160 employees.
I want to know.
So I don't know.
From my, there were 22 million jobs that had been lost since March, and one third of them came back in May, which was a pretty fast rebound, actually, and some attribute it to this PPP thing. Nobody that works with me on this program was laid off. A lot of radio companies have laid off tens, dozens of people. So I look around to see who's being helped most. It was pretty messy. My bank is happy to tell me that I was fortunate because I went in early.
Right.
Anybody who went in early got approved pretty quickly, because the government just said, the SBA said, give it to everybody, anybody and everybody. Just give it to them, and we'll figure out the details later. So now they're working on they don't have a plan, really, for quote-unquote repayment, because now it's thought that most of the money is going to be credited to the account, shall we say. But you prove that it was used for employees and for rent and that sort of thing. But the data we're looking at now, that news media is looking into this, they're asking questions like, well, how come Kanye West? That's a good question. How come he got it? How come some of these other people got it?
And why didn't he return it? A lot of other companies that initially, like Shake Shack, you know, remember we talked about them in the beginning,
right.
And then Danny Meyer, who runs the Danny Meyer group, he turned the money away, he returned it and said, nope, you know what, forget it. Like, we can do this on our own. Kanye West can certainly do that on his own for 160 jobs.
Yeah.
It just seems really one-sided.
Whereas the real small businesses like this enterprise that I have needed help. The advertising business, whenever there is a crisis, the advertising business, which is what we are in, goes into the tank. Immediately goes into the tank. And people, they figure, well, if I don't have any money and there's nobody coming in, I can't afford which is always the silliest argument, I can't afford to advertise. You can't afford not to advertise, because that's how you get more new people through the door. Anyway, I'm looking at the list of nonprofits here. Political action groups, they got money. Let's see, Americans for Tax Reform got $350,000. That's the anti-tax group led by Grover Norquist.
Why do they need money? There are individual boutiques and restaurants and...
Yeah.
Okay, but...
It was not based on that. It was based on the number of employees that you have, and are they in jeopardy, whether you're running a for-profit or not-for-profit. So, under the circumstances, it's...
It's too bad, because I have a lot of friends in my circle who were denied loans, and their businesses have gone under forever. So...
Yep.
It's too bad that a group like that, that's, you know, seems almost like a super PAC or something. That's just, I don't know. It's too bad.
All right, more COVID items coming up in a matter of moments here. Jack Stockwell, one of our podcasts on Good Day Health, the focus every week. Jack Stockwell has one, and Ken has one. We have the American Family Farmer podcast, your Hidden Power Show. our daily clips, all those things you can find at the name of the show plus show, like gooddayhealthshow.com is where you find the most recent Jack podcast. All of them, in fact. They're all there. They accumulate. We don't take them down. We leave them up there. So Jack asks, how effective are each of the three types of face masks as we talk in this? Which one is the best for you and how you procure them? Jack discusses that and the huge price gap between the two main coronavirus treatment drugs. We've talked about that here as well. So catch up on medical news. It's gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Young kids need to play. That's according to a new American Academy of Pediatrics report. Mayo Clinic's Dr. Angela Matke agrees.
We want them to be learning through play. Unstructured play is the best way that they can learn their developmental skills. They can learn social and emotional regulation. They can learn how to relate and problem solve with other children.
Dr. Matke says good old-fashioned playtime not only helps children develop social skills, but it also helps with language skills and with stress relief. And in a world where screens are everywhere, Dr. Matke says it's important to make sure to turn them off.
There's a lot of different areas that too much screen time can affect the health of children. The first one would be sleep. We see it from young children all the way up to teenagers.
Too much screen time is associated with being sedentary, and moving is important for good health. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Do you check your email right before bed? What about Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? If that's the case, then you may be negatively affecting your sleep. We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic about stimulating your brain before bed.
Oh, absolutely. It happens with me all the time. So it can keep our mind mentally engaged, psychologically engaged, when we know we have those phones right next to us, when we know we are connected to the technology, we can check those work-related emails, which can really stimulate the brain, and we would be more active and awake, and it would have an effect on promoting good sleep. And the other thing is, we always sort of feel that we need to be connected, we don't need to be logged off, we don't need to be away from the technology. That's the other feeling that we always take with us when we're going to sleep, and that's not good for sleep.
More info is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so 15 before the hour, 45 after the hour, the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer has graced us with her presence. We were talking about all the companies that got PPP.
It's the least and, I could do.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jennifer, for actually flipping that switch. So the president and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say that Congress will pass another rescue package later on this month. We were just going through the list of people and companies who got help in the first round. I don't know who's gotten in the second round. And it doesn't appear that there's the whole thing's been very disorganized because of the nature. I'm not here to criticize the nature of this.
And it rolled out really fast.
Exactly.
I think because the banks all had a role in it, it was tough. And to think about, actually, I mean, just on the positive side, as angry as I was with the banks, to think about the enormity of this program and how many people took advantage of it, that's impressive.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who did.
Money out there. Yeah.
Yep. Now, has the situation changed? I noticed that the mayor of Miami-Dade has reimposed the closures there. So that the beaches, the gyms, restaurants, short-term rentals are all closing down. And one wonders whether he got the memo about this not being as... Do these people realize that the virus has mutated and it's not as dangerous? I'm not saying it isn't dangerous. I'm saying that much of what we can do to help ourselves, and this is about helping ourselves, not letting the government help, or, you know, if you're irresponsible, the government's going to step in. But if you wear a mask and you practice personal distancing, you know, it's going to go a long way. You don't like being put back in your cage, then do the right thing. I don't see, you know, do I like wearing a mask? Nah. Is it that big a deal? Nah. It's not really.
The political pressure that we're seeing, though, I think these governors and mayors don't know what the heck to do because they don't want to make it look like they're out of control. But the truth is, we kind of are. And
yep, absolutely.
And that's
people can do what they want to do.
As of late, been my mentality. This is not going to go away. It's something we're going to have to live with. So how do we live with it? And that's what we have to figure out. We have to focus on therapeutics. We have to focus on our personal responsibility. And that's pretty much it. There's no legislation that's going to keep people from being stupid. It's not going to happen. So we kind of have to do the best that we can and move forward as we can and make sure that the hospitals are shored up to deal with what they need to. And that's really all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at the business of what's come out, who's profited from all of this, the drug companies certainly, or the ones who want to profit. They want to convince you that the old standby that costs $20 isn't for you and that you ought to take a drug that costs $520 every time you take it. I mean, that's just purely usury, and it's an educational thing as much as anything else, people educating themselves as to what they ought to be doing if they do get really sick. And then the whole focus on vaccines, that's the biggest ruse of them all. It really is. That more than the drug thing, this vaccine discussion, there is no way any vaccine is going to be developed that will deal with the virus at the moment because the virus is mutating. Talk to any scientist, no matter, and this is not political, any scientist who's worth his or her salt is going to tell you that the mutation it's in its like 19th or 20th generation since last fall. And it isn't as severe as it was, the impact of it. Well, do you want to get it? Nah, I don't want to get it. That's why I'm wearing a mask and practicing distancing. And maybe you'd have the same thing. Why do you want to be sick for 2 or 3 days? Or jeopardize people that are close to you that may have pulmonary problems. And then, you know, they still can get sick and die if you're older or younger, compromised. Look at the guy that was on Broadway, the actor, what was he, 41? Talked about him yesterday. Mm-hmm. He had problems, and, you know, it went right. It'll find your problems. The virus will find your health problems if you have them. So build up your immune system and be responsible. I guess that's the message. 10 before the hour here.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Uri Geller joins us. Uri in Israel. Are people basically the same, do you think, everywhere, or do you sense there's a difference in the way people accept your message depending on where they are?
People are not the same. And this emanates out of their cultural upbringing, their spirituality, where their mind is at about religion, how tough their upbringing was. But it really boils down to their parents, their grandparents, their ancestors. And let me explain. For instance, in Russia, my feats, my demonstrations of mind power is considered to be miracles, little miracles. The Russian people are extremely religious, and when they see something that is a bit supernatural or paranormal, they translate it into a miracle, a religious miracle.
Are they religious, Uri, or are they spiritual? I remember the communists don't like religion. So it's interesting, compelling, actually, that you tell us that they are religious. Do they practice like going to church, or is it, again, a more spiritual type experience that Russians have?
It's a mixture of both, because you've got tens of thousands of churches spread around Russia, all over the place. And they worship Jesus Christ, so the powers of the mind to them is basically some type of a spiritual thread to something that is known to have holiness around it, an aura of, or an ambience of supernaturality from the Bible. Then you got the other countries, like the Scandinavian countries, where there is no way that this is religious. it's either mind power or sleight of hand. So there are countries where people are more skeptical, and there are countries where people are more open-minded and believe that what they are seeing with their own eyes is actually real, and it is happening in real time. The phenomena is occurring in front of them. It's amazing. Now, it's also your education. If you learn in school, like, for instance, when Christmas comes, you know the stories, how many teachers look at their kindergarten as pupils or young kids are told that there is no such thing as Santa Claus.
Right.
Am I right, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
They
my
take
God.
Away, yeah.
Destroys
they
kids.
Take away, they take away the mystery and the wonder of the holiday, because a teacher who is agnostic or an atheist is going to stand by his word saying, what are you talking about? There's no such thing as Santa Claus.
See, you're touching on something that's very important here about education in general. Youngsters, we need to teach people, and this has, I think, been one of the secrets of your career that isn't much talked about. It isn't what you think, it's how you think. Learning how to think is much more important than learning what to think. You can figure out what to think after you realize how to think. But so much of education around the world today, our country is certainly an example of that. I don't know about Israel, but we're too busy teaching people what to think, what's correct, what's right, what's wrong, instead of how to think, to figure things out for yourself. Do you think that's part of an international problem?
It's more oriented and more directed towards America, because what I see today in the news are statues being toppled down, looting. You would think that the looting of expensive malls belongs to third world countries. There are more, in the last 3 or 4 months, more handguns, more weapons were bought than any time. So there is some kind of a disturbance going on in the United States. And I don't believe that it's to do with who is the president or the White House, but there's some kind of an open way of thinking, a radical way of thinking. I believe that you'll agree with me. There is an extreme thinking going on, and it's the power of open speech, the freedom of speech. And that's what is guiding these extremists.
It is an amazing thing. Uri Geller, where all the attention is right now, is Uri's finishing his museum. So if you want to see what's going on, go to UriGellerMuseum.com. A fascinating life, fascinating individual, someone that I'm happy to call my friend Uri Geller here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.